Once again, as we foretold, not by prophecy, but by knowledge, we have the continuation of this Eucharistic chapter of St. John's Gospel, the Eucharistic Gospel, among the four Gospels. And of course, our Lord has performed tremendous miracles among the sick and the dying and the dead even. And then he has fed with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish a crowd of 40, 50,000 persons. And then he tells them that he is the bread of life, that the bread of life, it comes from the Father, the manna from on high, not like the one that rained down on the people of Israel in the desert. And we see this, of course, particularly in the book of Exodus. Manna, coming from the word in Hebrew, man, who? What is it? They did not know what it was. It was not just a regular substance that was around all the time. It was something unknown, and something pleasant, easy to eat and to cook and so forth. And so they ate it for 40 years. And when they approached Israel and the time to enter Israel, and Moses died, as was his punishment for not having obeyed God, then the manna stopped. But there was another manna. This was a foreshadowing, a real prophecy of the real manna. And this is the manna which is our Lord Jesus Christ. The manna came from the heavens. But the manna that I'm speaking of, the manna that our Lord is speaking of here, is himself. He is the eternal Son of God that has come down to us. And he has come down to us through the agreement and ministration of the Most Holy Virgin Mary. And thus she is also called, among her many titles, Our Lady of the Eucharist. It is she who supplies the flesh and blood for Jesus Christ's human nature. And the Holy Spirit, along with the Father and himself, supply the spiritual entity, the human soul, of that person that is Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And he is the manna from on high that has come down from heaven. But he surprises everyone, including the apostles, among them the most, and we shall see this later, Judas Iscariot, that he is the manna from on high. And he says, unless you eat my body, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot live eternally. And they began to argue, and here it says, murmuring among yourselves. If you remember in my book about the commandments and the precepts and how to go to confession, one of the sins that is offensive to God is a sin of murmuring. And there's people always under their breath, they say, oh, look, you know, what does he think he is? Or where is he going? Or where did he come from? They say it. They did the same thing to Christ. Nothing new. And so, murmuring. And they murmur about this. Is he crazy? Does he expect us to eat him? And of course, our Lord was not talking about some horrendous act of cannibalism, which of course is a mortal sin. And is contrary to our nature. He is talking about the sacrament, the mystery. Sacrament comes from the word mystery. Mysterium, sacramentum. And the mystery, the sacrament, is the fact that Jesus, at his word, gives us himself to eat and to drink. The body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ in the Eucharist. And this happens till the end of time, as he foretold at the Last Supper. Now this was at the beginning of St. John's Gospel. The Last Supper was at the end, when he actually did perform this miracle. Receive this, all of you, and eat it. For this is my body. Receive this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is my blood. And when he says something, he means it. And he who is a creator of the universe has said, in the darkness and the chaos, let there be light, and there was light. And he created all the splendors of the universe, and including us, in 6 days of creation. Which, of course, those who do not believe in God do not believe that either. And so, he gives us himself to eat. He gives us himself as our food. And then he says, for those who do not believe, unless the Father draw you to me, you cannot believe. And of course, no one who listens to the Father can come to him unless the Father who sent me draws him to him, to himself. And of course, who is that? The one who has faith. Now, God created all of us, but the majority of us, not necessarily here, but the majority of the world, of the universe, and we see this every day more and more with all the horrible things that are going on, and the sacrileges that are being committed against God, against the Eucharist, most of the world does not believe. And so, he's speaking about those. Unless God draws them to him, they cannot come. Now he who comes to me, whoever that is, whoever believes in me, has eternal life. And only in coming to him can we go to the Father who sent him. And part of his faith that he has given to us is the reality, an absolute reality, for which I would say in the Spanish form of the word, I will cut my veins to prove that it is true, is the Eucharist. This is the center of our faith and our religion, of the Holy Catholic faith, the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. So that when we who are priests, whether we are worthy or not, whether we are holy or not, pronounce the words of Christ, and the Holy Spirit works through us and through our consecrated hands, the bread and wine become the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. He comes down to us so that we may feed on him and become him, because we become what we eat. And if we eat God, then we shall be like gods. They shall all be taught by God, he says. And so we are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.